Hello.
Hi, this is Rudy with Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would you be so kind to help me out?
I'm sorry, who are you with?
Arizona Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking to Reagan?
Yes, this is she.
All right, well, just so you know, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and the offices?
I will definitely be voting.
All right. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden, unfortunately.
And you're, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? White, African-American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
I am Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. And what is your age?
I am 22.
Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Probably very conservative.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and read a list of different issues, concerns, and people, and some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on for each. I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important of the issue it is for you and to have it focus on. Is it 10 for the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important at all? You can use any number between 0 to 10. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription.
Let's do 5.
5. Banning tobacco products for adults.
0. Care about.
And making college more affordable?
Definitely 10.
And improving K through 12 education?
Definitely 10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy?
That's definitely a 10.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And yeah. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that they are very warm and favorable towards them, that you feel towards them, okay? 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? Joe Biden?
0.
And the drug and the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
0.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
0.
0. Thank you so much. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate from 0 to 10, just like we did before. That the issues for the FDA to be focused on. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
I guess 5. I don't really care.
Okay. Thank you so much. Preventing underage tobacco use?
Probably. I guess a 10.
Okay, great. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Definitely 10.
Okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Thank you so much. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I guess somewhat opposed. I don't know.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I guess somewhat what was it again? Sorry.
It's a strongly support, somewhat opposed.
No, the question.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale or menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes by adults 21 and over? Okay.
Yeah.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm on your own community? Would you say more, much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm?
Probably somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat more benefit. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority?
I'd say other issues are way more important.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Well, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus on its effort? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free product tobaccos, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Would you say the first one or the second one?
I guess the first one.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that income, okay?
Okay.
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. I'm very concerned, somewhat concerned. Not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. The creation of a black market for the illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from the black market sales?
I'd say very concerned.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We're almost done. Okay, now, just remember this is from a 0 to 10, okay? Just so you know,
okay.
I'm reading some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Just rate it from a 1 to 10, okay? Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoke age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Would you 0 to 10?
I'd give it a 10.
Perfect. And the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Ban for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
I'd say that's a 10, too.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction?
Probably about a 5.
Okay. And vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a 10.
Okay. All right, so we're almost done. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Some would support, some would oppose or strongly oppose.
I say, hold on. Can you repeat that again?
The question or the answers?
The question.
Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Probably somewhat support, I guess.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I support that.
Strongly support? Somewhat support? Okay. Yeah. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefits or harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhere more benefit, somewhere more harm, or much more harm?
Maybe probably somewhat benefit, more benefit.
Okay, perfect. And would you be more or less willing to vote for candidates for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing?
It would probably have no impact.
Okay, so have no impact. Perfect. Yeah. And in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee?
No.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Heat, no burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as vapor or chew?
Nope.
Soda, pop?
Nope.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Nope.
Cigars? Wine?
Nope.
Beer?
Nope, nope.
Okay, thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of your schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD?
Oh, I'm currently getting my bachelor's degree.
Okay.
I don't know.
Postgraduate, right?
Yeah.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Mm-mm.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Probably upper middle.
Okay. We're almost done. We're almost done. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies respondent, applies household, does not apply?
Applies to my household, I believe.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Probably suburban.
Okay, and Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
All right.
No.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for taking the time to help me out, Reagan. Appreciate that, okay?
Of course. No problem.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Goodbye.